Okay, welcome. It's 5 o'clock straight up in California, so I'm ready to go. There'll be some dinging. There'll be some dinging as more people join the call. Welcome to everybody on the call. This is WLS Success Matters monthly free telephone support group call. I'm glad you're all here, and let's start with just some of the simple logistics. The call lasts for an hour, and then I'll stay on the line for another 30 minutes for anybody who has some specific questions for me that might be, you know, of a more personal related to their exact situation than a general weight loss surgery question. I'll be happy to stay on the line to answer any questions at all as long as I'm able to. And so here we go, a little bit of information about me in just a moment. If there's background noise, if you're driving in the car, if you're at the gym, if your kids are coming in and, you know, asking you questions, all normal living things, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm delighted you're on the call, but star six will mute you so that background noise doesn't interrupt the call. And then if you have a question or a comment, star six, again, dialing it on your phone, will open it for you so that you can speak again. And I'll see you trying to speak if you're muted, and I'll kind of call out an area code and say, or if your name appears, I'll call out a name and let you know that that's going on. Those of you who need certificates or some sort of verification that you've attended this call, send an email to us at wlssuccessmatters@gmail.com and tell us what you need, and if it needs to be directed to somebody, let us know, you know, who it needs to be directed to. Otherwise, we'll just respond to you. And I'll let them know that, you know, I'll let you know that, you know, you've been on the call. Any questions about that? So it's wlssuccessmatters@gmail.com. You can also use that email address for any specific questions that you might have after the call. We're always here for you. Okay, so my name is Sandy Henderson, and I'm one half of WLS Success Matters. And I am going to be 15 years post-op on May 28th. So it's coming up almost 15 years. I'm 250 pounds down. I began this journey at 424 pounds. And I am going to be 71 years old in September.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm living a life I never imagined. I was just walking up at the peak of Mauna Loa in Hawaii. It's 13,800 feet. I could never have even breathed at that level at 424 pounds. I'm at the gym 5 days a week. I'm, you know, just really enjoying life. And I go to the gym because I enjoy the way I feel when I'm done. I don't always love going, just so that you know. Actually, once I'm there, I'm good. You know, getting there is difficult, but I do it as if it were a doctor's appointment. Every morning, I'm there. I swim. I was swimming and snorkeling with turtles this time. Hiking, you know, on black lava rock all over the Big Island of Hawaii. It was wonderful. I chase waterfalls here in Southern California when we actually have rain, because there's some great hiking in the Santa Monica Mountains. So I also celebrated 51 years married, so relationships can and do subsist after weight loss surgery. Over the last 14 years and 11 months, you know, I've done many things right in order to be maintaining my 250-pound weight loss. along with those many things right, I've also done many things, quote, wrong, unquote. And I've tried to always learn from those opportunities. I view mistakes as learning opportunities so that I escape the guilt and I avoid beating myself up. I look at every day when I wake up as a new opportunity to live my chosen life as a healthy, happy weight loss surgery patient. I rarely forget about my tool or the work we've done together to get me to today. When I do, when I forget about my tool or put it far in the background, when I become complacent and work around my tool instead of with it, that's when I run into trouble. Whether that trouble is kind of a stuck episode of eating too fast, a weight gain, or a day of reflux or indigestion, it doesn't matter. It always happens. There are always consequences for my choices, be they mindful choices or mindless choices. Now, what I'd like to talk about tonight, I want to get down to it, is basically some of the mistakes that bariatric coaches see their clients make. I am a certified bariatric coach and educator and support group facilitator. I encourage all of you to speak out and ask questions or answer them when I pose them to the group. That is where the learning happens. I don't think the learning necessarily happens in the words that come from my mouth. Some of it does. Some of it starts the thought process. But it's your questions and your comments that will help. You'll help each other learn. So what's a bariatric coach? Anybody have any ideas what a bariatric coach is? Anybody want to share? Okay, that's fine. A bariatric coach is someone like myself who is trained to guide you through the noise all around you and all around your life to help you achieve and sustain your weight loss and health goals after weight loss surgery. What do I mean by that? Life continues to happen. Your body has the changes when you have surgery. Your capacity is smaller, but your head and the voices in your head and all the noise around you, all your friends and your family and your coworkers, want it to be the same. It's not the same. You have to take responsibility. So bariatric coaches are used basically help you become the best weight loss surgery patient that you can be. And what does that result in? That results in you achieving your weight loss surgery goals and, most importantly, maintaining them and understanding what it takes to maintain them for yourself. Any questions about that?
No,
not at all.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Then I'll move on. One of the first mistakes that we see when we're coaching people is people are afraid to eat. Staying on your post-surgery protein shakes long after your doctor or nutritionist has progressed you to soft and solid foods will not do you, your weight loss, or your mental and emotional state, or your long-term success one bit of good. Who can live on protein shakes for the rest of their lives?
No one.
Yeah? No one. I remember at my informational seminar, my bariatric surgeon telling us that we must learn to – that's my husband sneezing in the background. Allergy time.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Telling us that we must learn to enjoy dining. While food is fuel, it doesn't have to be diet food. Diet food is what we tried with for all these years that we've tried and been unsuccessful. It doesn't have to be bland, bariatric specialty products with little to no taste. Try different foods, filling your tiny plate with protein first, then veggies, low carb, then carbs if you have the room. The key is eating protein first, good quality, firm protein. Depending on protein shakes and protein bars for your main source may be necessary for the first few months after surgery, and perhaps you physically can't eat solid food early in the morning before work. If that's the case, starting with a protein shake may be just what the doctor will order for you. Solid protein-rich food is always best because it keeps you satisfied longer. I use protein shakes on the days that I lift. Otherwise, I wait and have breakfast until after I swim. I have tea and coffee, and then I go swim for 30 to 45 minutes, and then I come home, and you know my weight loss surgery tool is ready, you know, for some food, and I can eat. I can eat then. Very early in the morning on my way to the gym, solid food is pretty much a no-no. It just won't go down. So I need that energy. I need that after fasting for, you know, typically it's, you know, 12 hours that we haven't had food, sometimes longer between dinner and, you know, first thing in the morning. So I do have a protein shake. I have half of it before I work out, and then when I'm done with my workout, I have the other half as recovery fuel. I'm using it as fuel. Anybody know how much protein their doctor recommends?
60. 60 grams.
Now, 60 grams is a minimum, right? At least,
yes.
At least 60 grams a day. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, my body functions best on 80 to 100 grams a day. I don't know how many of you have had surgery and how many of you have not yet had surgery. And I can't quite tell by all the names. So I'm just going to, you know, going to go on and ask, are you getting 60 grams, whether or not you've had surgery? Are you getting 60 grams of protein a day?
I am.
I am not.
Okay. Who said I am not?
I did. Denise.
Okay. Denise. Okay. Denise, have you had surgery yet?
I have not yet. It's in May.
Okay. How do you know how much protein you're getting on a daily basis?
I'm trying to measure.
Okay. And so you're trying to learn how to measure and weigh your protein. So how much are you getting on an average day?
I'm lucky if I got 30. I'm not going to lie.
That's fine. Being honest and authentic is the way for you to learn and grow and start changing habits. So that's beautiful. Thank you for your honesty. I really do appreciate it. And so does everybody else who was quiet and said nothing. So just remember that. You're the brave soul. Thank you. I appreciate it. So now let's talk about it. If you're not getting it from protein, you're obviously, you know, you're taking in calories, right? You're taking in more calories than your body probably needs if you haven't had surgery yet. Or are you on the...
That is true. What I'm trying to do is, like, do one of those milkshakes a day. Because that does give me the 30 grams of protein right there.
Okay. That's going to be great for you after surgery. But before surgery, it's going to be like having a shake with your burger and fries. Unless you're using it as a full meal replacement. Are you using it as a meal replacement?
I am.
All right, and are you actually having it as a meal?
As of my lunch, yes.
Okay, and then when's the next time you eat after that?
I'm trying to break it down into like 6 small meals a day.
Uh huh.
And doing some, and it's just all new to me, so I'm just torquing here and torquing there to see which is good for me.
Yeah. it might change after surgery. Be aware of it, but it's good to experiment now. You're doing a great job. So Denise is aware that, you know, before she, you know, had her, before she added the shake to her lunch, that she was getting maybe 30 grams of protein a day. So what are some good protein sources?
Chicken.
Anybody?
Fish.
Chicken.
Chicken, fish.
Eggs.
Anything else?
Pork.
Anything else?
Eggs.
Eggs are good, yeah. Anything else?
Probably.
I'm sorry, say what?
I said probably. I was bad joke. I can't think of something else.
Peanut butter has protein in it. It also has a load of calories, and those calories come from fat. Yeah,
that's good to know, because I didn't realize peanut butter had that much fat.
Okay, yeah, well, what you need to do is you need to, and peanut butter, what peanut butter are you getting? Are you getting Skippy or the store brand, generic, or are you getting just ground peanuts?
I was getting Jif peanut butter.
But was it the Jif natural, or was it the Jif?
I don't know.
Yeah, see? Now we've learned.
That's bad.
It's not bad. Nothing is bad. This is about learning.
Yeah.
So in learning, you learn to read the labels so you know what everything has in it. Because too many calories, and what happens?
Sticks to you.
You gain weight, too many calories. Too few calories, if you don't eat, what happens?
You don't lose weight.
Yeah, your body goes into starvation mode, and it hangs on to your pounds, all your pounds, literally for dear life. It will not let go of them. So you need to find that balance. You need to experiment like Denise is doing with what works for you, what keeps you satisfied, what has the protein in it. But you do need to eat. You need to be aware of what you're eating. And I think we just had a little bit of a lesson in awareness with I didn't realize peanut butter had that much fat in it. I'm actually on my cell phone. Actually, I can look. I'm going to look up, or somebody else can look it up for me.
I just looked on my thing of peanut butter, and it said, there. Hang on a second. I just looked at it. It said that there's 7 grams of protein per serving, but then it says, see natural information for fat and saturated fat. 190 calories per serving.
Okay, 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, and that does not mean the biggest spoon in your drawer full of peanut butter. That means a tablespoon measure leveled off at the top. 2 tablespoons of natural peanut butter, and this is just ground peanuts, has 188 calories. And 16 grams of fat and 8 grams of protein. So it's not bad for you. It has protein in it, but in eating and trying to keep your calories in a reasonable amount, are 2 tablespoons of peanut butter going to keep you satisfied for very long?
Probably not.
All right. That's the thought process. That's where you have to go. But you can eat delicious food. You can have 4 ounces of shrimp. Let me give you an example. 4 ounces of shrimp, 120 calories and 21 grams of protein. And I have trouble at 15 years post-op eating 4 full ounces of shrimp.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shrimp. Typically, it's about 2 to 3 ounces that I can eat. But does that sound more reasonable for getting food? I love shrimp.
Yeah.
So if you don't like shrimp, substitute it with something else in your head, you know? Same thing, chicken. A chicken breast without the skin, boneless, skinless chicken breast, 4 ounces is about 125 calories, and it's, again, about 22 grams of protein.
Turkey looks like it's a good one, too.
Turkey, yeah. Ground turkey breast is very good. Ground turkey is about 100. The stuff you see all the time in the market is 7% fat, typically. So it's 93% lean. It's about 160 calories and 20, 21 grams of protein. It's 15 years. I have all this stuff in my head. I'm a Virgo, so I'm very, very specific on, you know, on all of this stuff. Plus, I still weigh and measure and document my food. I know what I eat every day, unless I'm eating out, and then all I can do is estimate to the best of my ability. So remember, you know, you want to eat, but you want to eat real food. Why? Because real food will give you satisfaction. I mean, drinking a protein shake is great in the morning when you can't, when you had weight loss surgery and eating food in the morning just doesn't work for you.
You can play.
But long term, I want to chew food. I want to taste food. I want to enjoy the textures. I want to learn the fine art of dining, because we did not get overweight and obese by eating like dainty little ladies and gentlemen. We ate with the biggest shovels we could find.
Mm-hmm.
True. Speaking for me.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. Any questions about don't be afraid to eat?
My biggest thing, too, is trying to find a variety of different menus. Like, you get tired of eating chicken a certain way, or say, whatever you're cooking. I feel like I got to find different ways to try to eat it, because if not, I'm going to get tired of it.
Okay. Wendy and I, WLS Success Matters, have the solution to that one.
Ooh, I like you. I love your solution.
We've written a cookbook.
Oh, cool.
We've written a cookbook that includes pizza, other Italian foods, Chinese, Asian, Oriental dishes, burgers, anything you can think of. You know, it's all in there. I mean, do you want to know how to, you know, how to cook a tasty, you know, how to take that ground turkey that kind of has not a lot of taste to it and make it really tasty? Take that plain ground chicken. I buy ground chicken because it's 20, 30 calories less and 1 or 2 grams more of protein than ground turkey.
What's the name of the cookbook?
It's called Eat Your Way to Success and Learn How to Control Hunger.
Okay.
And my husband, my grown daughter, and her kids eat out of that cookbook. Whatever I cook, they eat. And my 17-year-old granddaughter, who is one of the pickiest eaters in the world, she is a size zero, okay? Yes, I hate her when I look at her. A size zero is nothing I ever achieved. She has come back for seconds on some of the recipes in the book.
Mm. Well, I think we're going to come to your house and eat and see what you like. How's that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand what you said.
I just said, I think we're all going to take a trip to California to come to your house and see what it's like.
And see what it's like? Yeah, well, that's fine. I can take a trip to your house and cook for you for a fee.
That would be wonderful.
Or I'd be happy to do it for your local support group, you know?
I think it's pretty I just, like I said, me personally, and I can't speak for anybody else, is I'm a straight night shift worker, too. That's using my shift. I'm using 7P to 7A, and I've always found it hard because I take a lot at night time to stay awake.
Okay, I'm not getting what's your issue there?
I work straight 7 p.m. at night to 7 in the morning.
Okay.
So I have a tendency at times to pick a lot, and some of mine is just to stay awake or keep me busy, which is a bad thing to do.
All right. So everybody else does that during their days. Anybody graze at their desk? Anybody sit and munch during the day to stay awake or stay focused or not be stressed or whatever other reasons?
I tend to eat late at night.
Okay.
Not that I want to. That's when I seem to want a snack or whatever. It seems like about an hour before bedtime, I get where I want to have something to munch on.
Okay. That's a habit you want to work on. You want to work on exchanging, and there are ways to do that. And you can either go to bed earlier, which might be it. You might actually be tired and be eating, trying to stay awake.
Okay.
The reason I can say that so easily is I do that sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
And going to bed earlier might be the key to that one. There are different ways. You've not had surgery yet, correct?
No, I have not.
Okay. Also, making sure that at dinner you have good firm protein and not a lot of processed food is another way, because you're satisfied.
Yeah, that's true.
A cup of tea sometimes works. A glass of water. But let's move on. Any other questions about don't be afraid to eat? Just be aware of what you're eating?
No, not for me.
Okay. All right, and let's move on. The next piece, some of the other mistakes that I see people making, are you're doing all cardio and no weights, or maybe no exercise at all. So first of all, cardio is great. You'll burn calories, which results in weight loss, which is what we all want, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Once we get that weight loss, we want to maintain that loss that we sweated for, right?
Yes.
Cardio burns calories that does little to nothing to build muscle. Muscle mass is what helps you burn fat and continue burning fat. Example, a 150-pound woman with little to no muscle mass will not burn the same number of calories in a day as a 150-pound woman with muscle. That is, if both women are sitting side by side and doing nothing all day, the woman that has muscle will burn more calories doing nothing than the woman without muscle.
Got it.
Muscle mass helps keep your metabolism revved up, and your metabolism is what burns the calories. Lifting weights or strength training keeps you burning fat long after your workout is done. Bottom line, if you've got a cardio routine going now, add some weights to it. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It doesn't need to mean you're lifting a 150-pound barbell. All it means is you're taking two 16-ounce water bottles, one in each hand, and doing bicep curls. It's easy to add it. Add some weights to your cardio routine 2 to 3 days a week to start building muscle. Also, as you're firming your body, muscle is denser than fat. So that 150-pound woman with muscle mass looks about 75 to 80% of the size of that 150-pound woman with no muscle mass. She looks smaller. She's tighter. She's firmer. She's more compact, because that's what muscle mass looks like. anybody have no exercise routine at this point, and that's fine, because you got to start somewhere.
I have some, but it's very low impact. It's minimal walking, and I really, really want to go to the Y, start swimming. I guess my trying to get to going. That's motivation, I guess.
Okay, so what's keeping you from going? What time can you get to the Y and go swimming?
I probably in the morning would be the best for me to do that.
Okay, in the morning what time?
I don't know. That's my thing. I haven't had the surgery yet, and I really want to get into a routine before, that time comes.
Yeah, you're going to be, as far as swimming goes, you're going to be off formal exercise for a few weeks after surgery.
Well,
but it comes back, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so starting your routine, getting a routine now, getting a habit going is a great job. So what will it take to get you, what days of the week do you work?
At this time, I am unemployed.
Okay.
I have back problems as well, so.
So swimming is a great exercise for you.
Yes, it is. I think so.
Yeah. I have knee problems, and swimming is a great exercise for me. And I started in the water at over 300 pounds. Just walking in the grocery store was the way I began my exercise program, because I had none.
Yes, that's what I've done too.
Yeah, you need to get
my daughter
started.
She went to the mall.
I'm sorry, say again. Your daughter walked to the mall?
My daughter had this all done. And when she first started hers, she wound up walking in the mall. It wasn't fast. It was just a little bit at a time.
Right. I couldn't walk in the mall because getting from the parking lot into the mall was more than I could handle to begin with. That's how far back I was.
I personally understand, because I have a bad back, and I just had knee surgery on Monday. And I totally understand as far as not being able to do a lot of the physical. But I do believe that swimming is one of your best ways to get the exercise in, because you're taking some of that weight off your body while you're in the water.
Right.
Yeah, the water supports your joints. And even if you don't know how to swim, you can walk in the water, because walking outside hurts. Walking in the water does not hurt near as much, because the water is supporting your joints.
True,
exactly.
You'll develop muscles. So walking, if you're doing nothing, just committing to walking anywhere between 5 and 30 minutes a day, 3 to 5 days a week, is a great way to start. Yes, 5 minutes, it seems like nothing. Get up and, walk around your house for 5 minutes without stopping. Walk around the block once. And then add a little bit more. So who can share with me what they're doing now for cardio or strength training?
This is Rochelle. I've not had surgery yet, but I go to the gym. I try to at least about 4 days a week, and I've been doing the elliptical, and I try to at least do about an hour on it, and then sometimes I'll do the weights and sometimes I won't.
Okay, well, if you do the weights a couple of times a week, and you don't have to do a lot on them, but if you're on the elliptical 4 days a week for an hour, that's wonderful. And if you can keep that up after surgery, it will really help you. And doing some weights a couple of days a week, that's absolutely wonderful. You've got a great program started. My program now is Monday and Wednesday, I do the elliptical for 30 to 45 minutes, and I weight train for 30 minutes to an hour. I'm working with a trainer because, remember, I'm 70 years old. I have scoliosis, which is a curve in my back, and I have other issues, and I want to make sure that my form is perfect so I don't injure myself. The other 3 days, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, I swim for 30 to 45 minutes. And I swim laps nonstop. Once I start swimming, the only thing that stops me is if I get if my goggles get filled with water, and then I just empty them and keep right on going. But I swim nonstop, so it's like being on the elliptical. I'm moving constantly, which is my goal. And then Saturday and Sunday, I clean house, so I'm up and down the stairs. I go hiking. I go bicycle riding. I walk down to the beach. Whatever. Those are my, you know, my free days. And I'm leading an active life. And this is a person who used to barely get to work in the morning and barely get home.
Yeah.
And now I've got a life, and it's wonderful. I'm very thankful for it. So who's ready to get started doing exercise that isn't, who might need some help? I'll be happy to walk you through
I've learned. My name is Crystal, and I've learned a lot just listening right now about lifting weights and swimming. And I've known forever that, you know, swimming and lifting and walking is good for you. It was just a matter of getting the motivation to do it. You know.
Okay, so Crystal, are you ready to get started? What would you like to
do
first? What would you like to start doing? How about walking? Because it's the easiest thing. It requires nothing special except maybe decent shoes.
I would say walking, but I have back problems, and I have muscle spasms really bad. So I'm thinking going to, you know, the Y and walking in the water and you know, swimming to start, because it's really hard for me to physically to walk.
Okay, that's great. So now we're setting a SMART goal. You want to go to the pool at the Y. How many times a week is reasonable for you to get started?
At least three. I'd say three.
3 days a week. What days do you want to do it? Let's set the days right now.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. What time would you like to do it?
I would say late morning.
Okay,
10:30, okay? Yeah.
So 10:30, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you want to be at the Y in the pool.
Right.
What's it going to take? What else do you need to do to be able to get there? Do you need to join the Y?
Yes, I need to go up to the Y and find out exactly what I need to, you know, how, because I've heard they have, like, scholarships.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So now when are you going to go to the Y?
Well, by God, I think I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
I'm serious.
You're going to do it tomorrow. No, this is exactly what I'm planning to do with you. You're going to do it tomorrow, Crystal. What time tomorrow are you going to the Y?
Just to start, I'll say 10:30, just so that I can, in my mind, say every day 10:30.
Okay, there you go. Tomorrow at 10:30, you're going to the Y. Do you have a calendar that you keep track of your appointments on?
I do.
Why don't you put that on your appointment calendar right now?
Okay, I'll reach right over here and grab it.
All right, and then, Crystal, I've given you my email address. Can you please let me know that you've done it?
Yeah, and you said it's the WLS Success Matters. Is that it?
Yeah, it's WLSSuccessMatters@gmail.com. So it's
okay,
WLSSuccessMatters. MATTERS@gmail.com.
Okay, and is that the same one that I do for proof that I talked to you or had this group? Okay.
Yes. So you need to tell me you want verification you've got. You need to tell me you signed up at the Y or you've applied for a scholarship at the Y. I'm only teasing. I will always give you verification. But
and
how do you feel?
I feel good.
Yeah, right. I mean, I hear your voice change. Your voice was kind of low and apprehensive, and, you know, you're talking about your back problems, and then it was like, by George, I'm going tomorrow. and all this energy happened. That's wonderful. Use that energy to keep moving forward. Okay? Anybody else? Now you see how we did it. We set a SMART goal. And by when are you going to be going 3 days a week? Now, be reasonable.
Well, I'd have to wait and make sure that I could get into the Y, find out when my membership would start. Yeah, probably then.
Okay. All right. You let us know what's going on, Crystal. That's wonderful. Good for you.
Can I?
Yes.
Is your first name, what's your first name?
Sandy.
Sandy?
Yeah, S-A-N-D-I.
Okay, and it's Henderson?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, and so there we go. Anybody else have any questions about getting started or continuing an exercise program and why exercise works?
No.
All right, I'll move on to the next one. I mean, we can go on in each of these categories. There's so much that can be covered, but I thought I'd just touch a little bit on everything. All right, the next biggest mistake I see is people saying, I'm on a diet. What have we all found out about diets?
They don't work.
They don't work.
They don't work.
Yeah, diets only work for the short term. That diet mentality did not work for us before surgery. It will not work for us after surgery. If you're on a diet, what are you going to do when you reach your goal weight?
Stop.
Back to your old thing.
Yep.
Back to all of your old habits? What's going to happen then?
You're going to get fat again.
You're going to gain that weight back, plus some.
Or are you going to just, like most of us have done, fall off the diet before you reach your goal?
Yeah.
When the doctors and the nutritionists and the bariatric coordinators and the nurses are telling you weight loss surgery is a way of life, they're not kidding. Expecting to get to your goal weight and then go back to living your life the way you did before surgery is unrealistic. It doesn't work. It may take some time and experimentation, but you'll find the right nutritional and exercise balance that works for you to get to your goal and maintain your goal. Find the foods that are protein-based, taste delicious to you. Just because I love shrimp doesn't mean you have to. You can hate shrimp, and that's okay. But don't try to live on protein shakes and protein bars. Yuck. So find those foods, I'll say it again, that are protein-based, taste delicious to you, and support your goals and lifestyle changes. You'll be able to stick with them for life. I don't know about you, but right now I would choose a small steak cooked to perfection and some lightly steamed asparagus over a McDonald's burger and fries.
Any day of the week.
So why not eat that way? Because you'll find that the small amounts of food keep you satisfied. And when it's that steak and that asparagus or even a burger made with, you know, 96% lean, you know, meat or with turkey or with chicken or with pork, even a burger made with them and that lightly steamed asparagus or whatever low-carb veggie you like, those will keep you satisfied longer than that McDonald's burgers and fries. Because all the carbs in the bread on the burgers, all the carbs in the fries, you're going to be hungry again really fast. Even though, yes, the little burger does have, or even the quarter pounder, does have some protein in it. But it's a quarter pounder of probably, at best, 80% lean meat. You know, and it's probably less than that. I don't know. I would have to actually look at the stats, you know, on just the burger patty. I'll go for, you know, the shrimp or the piece of fresh wild-caught salmon or my burger that I make or that steak over that McDonald's burger anytime, any day. But before surgery, what are we doing? Oh, we're hungry. We do drive-through. I just use McDonald's because it's an easy one to pick on. You know, whatever your drive-through choice is, it's difficult. It's easier these days. We have takeout. We have, quote, fast food restaurants that really have some good, healthy choices. They really do. So get, you know, what's your favorite food today?
Vegetable beef stew.
That's one of my weaknesses.
Okay, Denise, let's start with you first. What's your favorite food today?
Pasta.
Okay. With what on it? Is it just the pasta?
I like a meat sauce on a pasta.
Okay, meat sauce. There you go. All right. What else?
But is it better to eat a multi-grain pasta than a regular pasta?
I don't eat pasta, period.
Oh, that'll be one of my hardest things not to do.
Absolutely, it will not. I make my own sauce. I make various sauces. They're really good. I also make my own meatballs. They're really good. And
okay.
Sometimes I'll just put it over a bed of spinach that I've lightly sauteed. Sometimes I have some people, Wendy puts it over green beans. That's not my favorite, but it's hers. I'll put it over spaghetti squash.
Ooh, yum.
That's how that works.
A cup of spaghetti squash has like 50 calories in it. A cup of cooked pasta has 120 calories in it.
That's what I think I'm going to be looking to is
lots of carbs.
The calories in law. What's in it?
Yeah, you just start being aware, you know, and you can use an app, you know, to help you be aware, but you also have to weigh and measure because you can think, oh, I'm only having a cup of pasta, but when you start measuring it, it's a lot more. It's like that tablespoon of peanut butter I was talking about. But again, we're talking about, you know, getting rid of the diet mentality. There's ways you can eat that food. I make zoodles. I make zucchini noodles.
That sounds good.
They're great. They're great. And zucchini is low carb, low calorie. And I'll put anything over it. You just need to try. There are some pastas that are high protein pastas. Whole wheat, forget about the words, you know, whole wheat. There are high protein pastas. They're made, some of them out of edamame, some of them out of chickpeas. They're really kind of expensive, and I've never loved the taste of them. I've tasted them. You know, I'm fine with just using zucchini noodles that I make or spaghetti squash. It works.
Okay.
What else? Who else has a favorite food?
I love chicken.
You love chicken? What's your favorite way to make chicken right now?
Marinated chicken in the oven.
Chicken in the oven. Well, you can continue doing that. Just have to be, you know, aware of your marinade. So you're good. But you're going to do it skinless.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay. All right. That's wonderful. Anybody else?
I like tenderloin.
You like tenderloin?
Beef tenderloin.
Beef tenderloin. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Yeah, that's great. You'll be able to have that after surgery, no problem. It'll be a while before you can have it again because, you know, but you'll be able to have it. So, you know, just be aware of it. Get rid of the diet mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, worrying, you know, being aware, learning about the nutritional content of food is different than being on a diet because you're educating yourself to feed your body the best tasting food with the highest nutritional value for you. So that diet mentality won't serve you. Adopt lifestyle changes. For the first few years after surgery, I used a lot of artificial sweeteners. After reading and research in my own trial and error, I found that artificial sweeteners actually stimulate my appetite. So I use them very sparingly now. I still use them, but I use them sparingly. I'm a born-again chocoholic. I still am, only I'm selective. I was in Costco when they were sampling M&Ms. I mindlessly took the little cup from them and said, thank you, put one in my mouth, and I actually had to find a tissue to extricate and get it out of my mouth. It was too sweet. It tasted awful. But if you give me a dark chocolate-covered almond, or two, or 500, or 1,000, I'll be really happy, you know? My sweet tooth isn't quite as sweet anymore. That's a good thing, okay? So the cookbook's available for you. We're not going to get past this. There's so many, you know, there's so many things here. Just in case you weren't, you know, I talked about the book with some of my favorite weight loss surgery-friendly recipes. I make a chicken salad. I use Bolthouse dressing. It's a yogurt-based dressing instead of mayonnaise. It saves lots of calories and adds lots of flavor. My family can wrap theirs in a tortilla or have it on bread or toast while I have my portion on some salad greens or in a tomato or over a cauliflower sandwich thin. There are now, you know, cauliflower is taking the place of so many things. I don't eat rice anymore. I eat rice cauliflower. I make fried rice cauliflower that is to die for, delicious, just so that you know. I don't use pasta, and simply because even the protein pastas, like the edamame and chickpea, they have calories and carbs. I use spaghetti squash or zoodles, or, you know, there's all sorts of substitutes out there. Try them. Anybody who's had weight loss surgery have a favorite substitution right now? Because I know there are some people on this call, because I know the names, who have had weight loss surgery. Okay. The next thing, and I'll go over it quickly, is you haven't established a good support system. So we're not on diets anymore. We're making lifestyle changes, permanent lifestyle changes.
Yep.
Establishing a good support system is critical. It's one of the most important pieces to the emotional part of weight loss surgery success. If you feel like you're on an island, alone, doing this alone, you'll be more likely to not achieve the same level of success than if you have your support system on your side, cheering you on. Your support system are your biggest cheerleaders. They're not people that look at you and go, you don't want to be eating that. Because that's what friends and relatives who haven't had surgery can become. We need to be careful. We need people who will look at us and say, that looks really delicious, you know. Or
I've been pretty fortunate. My daughter and my ex-husband had it done. So I have a pretty good support system with the two of them, plus two of my girlfriends also had it done. So I'm pretty lucky I have a good support system because everyone has told me if I have any problems, just call them.
That's wonderful. That's exactly what you need. Okay, coming here to the support groups are prime. Visit your bariatric practice when you have questions or when you're disheartened by your progress or lack of progress. find a family member to support you on your journey. This means having an open, honest conversation with your significant other or any others in your household about what you need, blaming them for bringing you the cookies, the candy, the potato chips, or bringing it into the house doesn't promote support. Having a conversation about how having ice cream in the freezer calls to you at 2 in the morning may help open their eyes, their ears, and their hearts to giving you the help you need. That conversation is not so easy to have because it's easier to point fingers, but have that conversation if it's necessary. Life is about progress, not perfection. It might take several conversations before significant changes happen. Use online support for those times between live support groups. We here at Weight Loss Surgery Success Matters do one telephone support group call each month. You're always welcome to join us and come and go as you please. Join a positive Facebook group. Please don't ask them for or accept medical advice. Be your own cheerleader. Celebrate your non-scale victories by sharing them with folks who get it. That's why, Crystal, when you go to the Y, I want to know about it because I want your excitement level to stay up.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's what's really important. We're getting very, very close to time. So I want to tell you, are there any questions about support systems, support groups, how to find a good support group?
I have a very good support system with family and outside support as well. I've been lucky.
That's wonderful. Anybody have any questions?
I don't.
Okay. All right. That's very good. I want to tell you, for those of you who are aware of Weight Loss Surgery Success Matters, our group, we offer a Facebook group. It's a closed Facebook group. It's a secret group, and there is a fee for joining it. It's $109 for 3 months. But because you've attended this group, if you decide to join it and use in the promotional code SG and the number 50, all one word, SG for support group, you get 50% off.
Wow.
Because we know that support is available, is critical to your journey. We have people on this call who are in the group. And it's just important to have a positive group that will not answer medical questions for you, but make sure that you get back to your doctor when it's necessary so that your questions are answered properly, but who motivate you, educate you. We have constant education in that group. Our challenge this week is teaching people how to be positive. How do we do that? We have them upload a selfie picture every day with a positive affirmation. I can, I will, or I am. Mine this morning, because I knew I was going out for breakfast, is I can make excellent choices. That helped me think about it when I read the menu and then totally altered anything on the menu to get what I needed and what I wanted for breakfast, which was simply an egg beater omelet with mushrooms, onions, and tomatoes, a little bit of cheese, and fruit, no potatoes, no bread, no anything else. And I brought half of it home anyway. But that's how we need to learn to get that negative talk out of our lives. And we do that in the group. We teach you how to count literally, pay attention and track your protein, track your water, track your calories, track your fitness, because tracking where you are is the only way for you to know. You can do this on your own, or you're welcome to join us. I wanted to make you aware of that. With that, I'm open to any questions any of you might have. Also, if there's anybody in this group that has had surgery and is dealing with regain or stuck on a plateau, we have a Back on Track class beginning April 29th. I've had people in the 6 weeks of the class lose 25 pounds, which is amazing. And we teach people how to set and get goals, how to exchange habits, and basically how, once again, how to eat like a weight loss surgery patient, because many of them have lost their way. It happens, and it's okay. It's called life. We have a
Before I log off, I just want to wish everybody good luck with them.
Good luck with you.
Yeah, I wish all of you good luck. It's 6 o'clock straight up right now. I will stay on the phone for any personal questions for as long as you, for at least a half hour, if you need me for that long. And I thank you for listening tonight. What's your biggest takeaway? Somebody tell me, what are you taking away from this class? Denise, what are you taking away?
That I got to learn how to make better choices.
Yeah, exactly. Wonderful. Are you ready to do that?
I am actually very excited about it.
Good. Excellent. Anybody else? What are you taking away from the class?
This is Crystal, and I'm taking that I need to do more exercising and be punctual when I say I'm going to do it when I say I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I just say I'm going to do it, but actually do it, you know.
Right. Action is where change happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Anybody else have a takeaway from the class, from the group?
To make a plan and follow through.
Wonderful. Make a plan and follow through. That's, again, where success happens. We do it in every other aspect of our life.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much, Andy.
You're welcome. Any questions from anybody? I'm here.
Right. Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sandy.
Any, you're welcome to sign off. It's 6 o'clock, or you can stay and ask questions. Let's give a minute for people to sign off.
Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sandy. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
All right, we have a couple of more callers still on the line. Anybody have any questions for me?
I have a question.
Sure.
My name is Stephanie, and I was just...
I can barely hear you. You're the only one on. You're the only one on the call, so go ahead and speak up, okay?
Okay. I have to do this as a requirement of my surgery.
Yeah.
So I was trying to log on earlier, but I think I missed like a couple of minutes at the beginning. So how do I go about getting proof that I was here?
Oh, okay. You need verification. Send an email to wlssuccessmatters@gmail.com.
Okay.
And tell us, you know, you need verification. If it needs to go to somebody else, give us their contact info. Or if we just need to reply to you, we can. I see you've been on the call for 57 minutes and 35 seconds.
Okay.
I have a dashboard that gives me all that information.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
So, yeah, there's no doubt that you've been on the call.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And you had some great information.
I'm glad that the call was useful to you. And good night, unless you have any other questions.
Nope, that's all. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.